to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And we are here on a fabulous Friday right here on the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. Thank you for making the Refresh Radio program a part of your day. And yesterday I forgot to wish my parents a happy anniversary here on the radio program. So happy anniversary. They've always been like parents to me. What can I say? My daughter posted that on Facebook this last weekend. She had gone to district council with me earlier in the year, and we went to dinner and split a meal, and I love food. And especially food that is really good. And so we were eating this, and it was so good. I just closed my eyes and enjoyed every morsel of it. I mean, I savored every spice that was on the food. And so next thing I know, she's grabbed this phone and her phone and started recording me as I've got my eyes closed and I'm just enjoying the moment. And she thought that was so funny. She recorded it. And so she posted it on Father's Day and said, "Dad, you've always been like a father to me. And I feel like I've known you my whole life." And I've got some great kids. Got some great kids. And so I'm truly, truly blessed. And she said, "I'm looking forward to more daddy-daughter dates in the future." And so I'm thankful for my parents today as well. I also want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. If you are out there and your air conditioner is straining under the weight of the heat and the humidity, or if you have an electrical issue, give the folks at Wyrick Air a call. 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and that would be a blessing. We our goal is to keep the people we mention here on the radio program as busy as they care to be. And the folks at Wyrick Air have been in business, Dennis and Carla, a long, long time, and they've got a great team assembled over there. And you know, if you would think about it, call them and see if you can't schedule them to come out whenever it's a little bit cooler. I tell you, at one point in time, I had a house that had an air conditioner up in the attic. This was in Florida, had an air conditioner that was in the attic, and because I used to help my grandfather work on air conditioners, and I said, "There is no way that I am going up or going to send an air conditioning technician up into the attic in Florida in the summertime to have to work on a unit." You see, AC people, if they're working on your heater, it's because it's cold outside and your heater's not working, and so they're dealing with the cold. But when your air conditioner isn't working, they're out there in the heat working without air conditioner, trying to make your life better. And so I want to give you just a little bit of perspective about some of the things that people deal with. Your AC guy, your electrician, they are generally striving to make your life better, and they're dealing with things that put them in a somewhat more challenging environment. And the folks at Wyrick Air, they do this day in and day out. It is their pleasure to help bring people back into a condition of safety and comfort. And if you need an AC company that is going to treat you with honesty, integrity, and efficiency and expertise, they're the folks to call. 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. We're very early into the summer season here. In fact, I think just officially just got into the summer, or just getting ready to get into summer. And it's either the 20th, 21st, or 22nd. It used to be nice and steady, but, you know, it moves a little bit. And so from June, I'm looking June to July, August, September, October, about 4 to 5 more months of this. So you want to make sure that thing's up and running real, real good and efficiently. So we're going to go to Romans chapter 7. Do want to let you know, tomorrow morning is the men's breakfast at River of Life Assembly of God Church on North Courtney Parkway, up by the Publix and Divine Mercy. The speaker, his name, I believe, is Michael Imhoff. Imhoff, and he's a retired Navy SEAL commander. And so I don't know if the office is open today or not, but you can call and let them know, or text them or message them on Facebook. They've created an event response thing there. If you have not responded already, go ahead and take care of that so that you can let them know that you are going to be there. I'm planning on being there. And if I'm not there, you will know it's because something came up that was absolutely unavoidable. By the way, my daughter is also speaking tomorrow. She is speaking up at Life Church in Titusville. I don't have the address for that church. She's speaking at their ladies meeting up there. One of my daughters, the one that I was just talking about, she is speaking at their women's meeting, and I think that's at 10 o'clock. I don't have the address. I know it's not very far off of I-95 and north of 50 a little bit there. There are two Assembly God churches up there. One is Hope Community Fellowship right on 50, and then north of 50, just off of I-95, probably 3 miles up the road or something like that, is Life Church, and she's going to be speaking at that meeting tomorrow. And so that's going to be a lot of fun for her. So let's get into the Word today. We do have some schedule changes, some services that are going to be taking a break for a week. So you want to check our website, meritassembly.com, and check out our Facebook post to take note of the various schedule changes that are coming up. Today we're going to go back to Romans chapter 7. We are talking about deliverance and how God wants to deliver us, and we're working up towards verse number 24. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? So that's where we are working towards, but we're trying to lay the context of that in the light of the Lord's Prayer: deliver us from evil, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God wants to deliver us. Not only it's not only delivering us from bad situations, it's not just delivering good things to us, but sometimes he wants to deliver us. And so with that being said, we're going to begin looking today at verse number 13. Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin, through the commandment, might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good, but now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me." That is a very difficult passage to read out loud. You've really got to focus on all of those different aspects. So we're going to look today and see the first thing that I want to point out is where it says in verse number 13, "But sin that it might appear sin was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful." The first thing that I want you to recognize is that sin needs to be seen as sin. In our contemporary society, we want to relabel things. There can be a lot of different reasons for things that are going on, but one of the things that we tend to overlook in our modern society is that sin has got to be recognized as sin. We cannot be making excuses for sin. We need to say, you know what? This is something that is not just behavior. It is linked to a spiritual disconnect from God. It misses the mark. It is not what God intended for us. And so we need to have that sort of recognition, of acknowledgement in our life. If we are constantly trying to relabel things so that we avoid the sin thing, you know, I'm doing air quotes here right now, which really show up distinct in high definition radio. I'm just kidding. If we don't recognize something as sin, we're going to continue to fall victim to it over and over and over again. We need to recognize the horror of sin. H-O-R-R-O-R, horror. It needs to be abhorrent to us. We don't want to play with it. We don't want to mess with it. We don't want to be around it. It needs to have the appearance of sin. There's an old saying in Oklahoma that you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. You know, you've got to recognize it. Sin has no place in our lives as believers. It should not find a welcome mat laid out for it. It should not have an open door for it. I don't know about you, but if you knew that there was a swarm of mosquitoes outside of your door and they were trying to get in, wouldn't you do everything in your power to prevent them from getting in, knowing that all they wanted to do was sap the life and the blood out of you? I can't think of one good thing that a mosquito does for me. The other night I was praying. I was getting ready for church on Sunday, and this was a few days before, and on two different occasions I got multiple mosquito bites almost at the same time. One of them would bite me on the right arm, and another one would bite me on the left leg. And then a little while later, a mosquito bit me on the left arm and on the right leg. And it was like you couldn't scratch both of them at the same time. It was really annoying. And you know what I did? I decided that I didn't want to be bit by mosquitoes anymore. And so I removed myself from that environment and put myself in an environment where the mosquitoes were not. Now, I recognize that mosquitoes are responsible for carrying diseases that are responsible for more human deaths than just about any other thing on the planet. I don't want to give them access to me. I hope that makes sense. And so you and I, we need to say, you know what? That is not a harmless thing. That is a sinful thing, and I don't want to grant it access in my life. And like we talked about yesterday, sin will take advantage of every opportunity that it's provided, and it's going to produce all sorts of evil desires inside of you, and it ultimately wants to deceive you so that it can kill you. So don't try and justify, okay? I know there are some Christians that try and justify some things that are not good in their life. I want to encourage you. Let's call sin, sin. I know that there are some people that say, don't use the R word in church. And by that, they mean the word repent. Because repent means that somebody messed up. It means that they sinned. And don't call them a sinner. Well, you know what? I'm a sinner apart from Jesus. And I need to repent of my sin. To me, repentance is not a bad word. It is the gift of God. I believe that repentance is the initial blessing that God wants to provide in our lives, because he's going to lead us from death to life. But he's not doing that. That act of forgiveness is not to designed to continue us on the road that's leading to our own destruction. He wants us to detour, to turn around, to change course, and get on the road that's going to lead to life and not to death. So we need to recognize sin as sin. And we also need to recognize that sin's goal is to become exceedingly sinful. It says there, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. I was having this conversation with someone. They'd come to me. They were looking for some wisdom on how to deal with a situation that they just needed some advice in. That they were dealing with other people. It's like, how do I deal with them? I've never dealt with them like this before. And I explained to them in that situation that you've got to understand that sin has an insatiable appetite. Sin is looking for a gateway into a person's life, and once accessing that gateway, wants to lead them to more and more and more destructive behavior, spiritual condition, and heart condition. Just like there are gateway drugs which will leave people with an appetite to continue to try and duplicate a high that they experienced at some point in time, that there are gateway sins. And the devil will take that gateway sin and he will use it to such an extent. And then there's going to come a time where that gateway sin isn't going to satisfy anymore. And sin's going to say, well, we need to step this up a notch if we're going to continue to experience the same emotions or the same feelings that we had before. And so it steps up a degree, and then the next thing you know, you've stepped it up another degree and another degree, and pretty soon you find out that it is destroying you, and what you thought was going to make your life better has actually become a ticking time bomb in your life that could go off at any moment, and it could take you out. I was reading something here recently, and I'm trying to remember where it is right now, but it was a missions newsletter, and it talked about that there are drugs out there in Brevard County right now that have been contaminated into other substances. the substances have been laced with these more intense drugs that drug addicts use to try and duplicate a high. An evangelist friend of mine, at one point in time, he was talking to a person over in, it was here in Brevard County, and I won't name the beach, but he was out ministering, and there was a van that was on the beach and kind of poked his head in there, and he said, "Hey man, what's going on?" And the guy said, "I'm just chasing my dragon." I said, "You're going to have to explain that to me." And that was a term that guy was just trying to duplicate a previous high that he had already experienced. And it's that elusive thing that sin wants to be exceedingly more sinful. And what happens is you can be in pursuit of that thing that didn't kill you the last time. And what you don't realize is that it could kill you this time. There was a basketball player by the name of Len Bias. I believe he was the number one draft pick of the NBA. And I believe he was drafted by the Boston Celtics, number one. The day he got drafted was the last day of his life. I want you to know that sin is looking to destroy you. And the way that it does that is it leads you to deeper and deeper sins. So let me just tell you some things. And you might not like it, but from a pastor's perspective, it's absolutely true. Pornography is not victimless. It's designed to destroy you. It's designed to destroy your relationships. Substance abuse is not victimless. It's designed to destroy you. Whatever it is, there's generally some sort of entryway that sin wants to use, but sin's goal is to become exceedingly more influential in your life, and it leads you to more and more sin, deeper and deeper sin, and the consequences become more and more dire. Verse number 14 says this, "For we know that the law is spiritual." Okay? So what you need to see is that there is a spiritual dynamic and there is a carnal dynamic. And just as you can read the Word of God, you can study the Word of God with your mind, but the Scripture says that the Word is spiritual and it is spiritually discerned. So you are never going to solve a spiritual problem with a carnal behavior. It has to be birthed in our spirit. There's got to be a transformation. Spiritual problems have to be solved spiritually. It's just the way that it goes. If we don't solve the spiritual problems, it will work its way through our mental and emotional systems, and it will also work its way through our behavioral systems. So we need to make sure that our spiritual condition is ripe. That's why Teen Challenge is a very successful program, is because the problem isn't drug addiction. The problem is a broken spirit that leads to drug addiction. And so recognize the spiritual source and the spiritual problem of sin and work on that dynamic. Don't treat the symptom, treat the cause, and the symptom will be resolved on its own. Okay? And one more thing from verse number 14, and that is this: sin will sell you out. Sin will sell you out. The devil will try and convince you that you are the most important person in the world to him, and that all he wants you is for you to experience the ultimate of in life. But I will tell you that the devil will use you, abuse you, and abandon you just as soon as you are not necessary anymore. How many people have fallen for the allure of fame And as soon as they were enticed by that, they, you know, all of a sudden they found out they weren't needed anymore. They, you know, their role, it might not be the fame of a celebrity. You may have found that out from an employer. You know, my grandfather worked for a company for over 52 years. And the person who hired him was the owner of the company, pretty good sized company. He said, he created a family type environment. And he said, you can work for me as long as you want. Well, that guy sold the company, and then that company sold the company, and that company sold the company. And one day the new company came in and said, your services are no longer needed. My grandfather loved to work. I mean, I've never known a person who enjoyed working as much as he did. And it was really devastating to him that he wasn't going to be able to work anymore. He still had other jobs that he did. He had his own company that he did some service calls, but he loved to work. But as soon as you are not necessary, sin will sell you out. Unfortunately, I've known that in the church world too. I worked for a pastor who pastored a church for a long, long time, and brought that church through a whole bunch of different crises. And after his wife had passed away and he got them through one more crisis, the church came and said, you aren't needed anymore. And they didn't even throw a celebration for him. He'd pastored that church for 35 or 40 years. I don't remember how many. I want to tell you, sin will sell you out, but Jesus paid for you. He's not interested in selling you to anyone or to anything. He wants to have relationship with us. The devil will never pay anything for you. Jesus was willing to give his very life for you. Now, I want to ask you this question. Who do you think has your best interest in mind at that point in time? As for me, for my house and Merit Assembly of God, we recognize this. Jesus and the path of righteousness is a whole lot better for us than the pathway of death and destruction. Sin needs to be recognized as sin. Sin wants to become exceedingly sinful, and sin will sell you out. But Jesus will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. We'll see you next week right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Go down in the river to drown.